You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm fabulous. I love fall. I just want to say
summer.
That.
I miss summer.
I know, but I love the hot. Fall. So. Mm. Today, our guest is Lance Deaton with Smithville Fiber. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I think I always have to think about what mm-hmm. I'm saying when I say Smithville, because you keep changing your name.
Right.
So a lot of times I just say Smithville, and Smithville. Then people think, okay, it's the city?
Yeah, right, the town of Smithville.
So yes, we've changed branding as times have changed. So as we moved from being just a telephone company, then we kind of mm-hmm. moved to a communications company, and now mm-hmm. Because of most of our services are delivered via fiber, we thought we would change it to Smithville Fiber, where it's going to reside for the near future.
Makes That's sense. Right. It encompasses all.
Everything.
Right.
Love it. Well, let's talk a little bit about Smithville and how they started first. Obviously, they started in Smithville, right? In a little burg of...
We did. We started in Smithville in 1922. So we're coming up on our 100th anniversary.
Wow.
And we started just as a way for quarries there in that area to communicate. Mm. And then over time morphed into a telephone company and an incumbent company for Southern Monroe County and other locales throughout the state. And then after that, we started getting into the broadband business mm-hmm. and DSL, and now we do fiber optic communications, and that's really what our bread and butter is, and it's our mission as a company to serve rural communities in Indiana. We don't necessarily consider Bloomington to be a rural community, but the
not anymore.
The areas around town certainly are, and so we're dedicated to providing service to business and schools and some residents there.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say I was fortunate enough to be one of the first neighborhoods to be yep. included in that DSL fibers mm-hmm. and all of that stuff, and had my neighborhood tore up for a while.
Right, I did too.
But we were the first ones that right. got the TV when you guys went to cable and all of that, and it was great.
It is great.
You still have it. Yeah. Yes,
we were
it
talking
is.
About it before we started the show. Mm-hmm. We were saying how Brian doesn't have it right now because of where he lives. Mm. But
well, and I'm here to talk about some of that stuff too.
I know. So. That's what he was excited to hear.
I keep getting things in the mail.
Good deal.
Yeah.
So
you're expanding.
We are, and I don't know. You guys may have seen the newspaper in recent weeks. May not. A lot of folks have seen it. But we are expanding our residential mm-hmm. offerings in Southeast Bloomington, as
right.
well as an Ellettsville neighborhood and a couple other neighborhoods in Bloomington proper themselves. So we're super excited to roll that out, and we think it's going to be a huge help to those residents
right.
as far as, you know, giving them better connectivity and mm-hmm. more service offerings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's one of the things that I've always there are a lot of things I like about Smithville.
Right.
The biggest thing mm-hmm. is that it's a locally owned
right.
company.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't in Smithville
anymore. Right, not anymore.
Your headquarters isn't in Smithville. It is in Ellettsville. But your owners still live here. Mm-hmm. It's not the big franchise kind of box store
right.
type of thing. I'm not going to name any names of other companies. But you have just as great a services. And I'll tell you, you have the best technology, the
right.
Technological help. Your help desk is awesome. I think the one mm-hmm. time, I don't think you were here the last time. I can't remember who our guest was from Smithville. It might have been Teresa or something. And I had mentioned how my TV was having an issue and I didn't understand what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I called your help desk or whatever,
right.
and she said, I think it might be in demo mode. You might want to work on, it's your TV. It's not,
not us, it's you.
But she walked me through
right.
it, and I was like, okay, you didn't have to do that.
So we have all of those scenarios kind of
yeah.
figured out for
mm-hmm.
our technical
Thank
staff.
You.
And yeah, it's what's neat about when you call us for help is that you do get
A human.
A human in Ellettsville, Indiana. You don't get someone out of state or even out of the country. Mm-hmm. So, you know, our accents are the same. We can kind of understand our own vernacular. Yeah. And so it's helpful, you know, when someone says, push a button, that, you know, we know what button that we're going to push. So,
exactly.
Right. Yeah, that's a big help. And being locally owned, our owners believe a lot in philanthropy and, mm-hmm. and you know, mm-hmm. We've got a lot of charitable works that we're involved in, and so we're easily accessible, and you know, we can always find us when you mm-hmm. need us.
Absolutely, and that is one of the beauty of having the local company, I think, is that it is very easy. And there have been times I've actually called the help desk for truly my internet's mm-hmm. down or something right. like that, and I've had to leave a message. Because there's only a couple of people. It's not like a huge bank of
right.
of people that are there. But within a half hour, I'm right. called back. Mm-hmm. Someone calls me back.
Always.
So it's not – and that's 24 hours a day. Doesn't matter. And it works. Mm-hmm. And I do like that I can – talk to a human that lives probably 5 miles from me.
So, you know, I've had to call them before, too. And, invariably, it is never the product, the internet that's being delivered. It's usually my equipment at home.
I hear you.
That's going bad. You know, I need a router, a reset, or something like mm-hmm. that. So the service is pretty reliable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never actually, in 3 years of having it, I don't think I ever have had an outage.
Yeah,
knock on wood, if there's any wood around here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think mine was a router the last time for my internet, too. They thought it might be my router. Mm-hmm. Do you happen to have another one? And I did.
Of course.
Who has two routers in their house? Nancy
you
does.
Do. Do. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I do, too. I have a backup for everything.
Exactly. So tell us a little bit about the new neighborhoods where you said.
This expansion of service.
Yeah.
Well, so we're going to focus on Southeast Bloomington.
Mm-hmm.
We are already rolling out our initiative in Winslow Farm. That's being done currently. It's engineered, and we've met with the Homeowners Association there several times, and people are signing up left and right for mm-hmm. that service. So the Winslow Farm development is ramping up quickly, and we should start work there very shortly. And then we have some other neighborhoods that are kind of in a race, we like to say, to see who's going to get service next.
Do we get to vote on them?
Yeah,
do,
really.
Do we get any?
Well,
because maybe someone lives in a neighborhood.
Coincidentally enough, yes. Get your pens and pencils ready. There is a website.
Pick it's, me, pick me.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's bloomington.smithville.com. You can go there, and if you are in one of the neighborhoods, you'll be able to vote and express your interest in getting service at bloomington.smithville.com.
Are you writing that down?
I already have it. Yeah. It's on the postcard I got in the mail.
Oh, see?
And then we've also got just an informational website that talks about all the different neighborhoods as well as other areas mm-hmm. that may be outside of those particular neighborhoods. Let's say you live on the north side of Bloomington or you live, you know, out in the county and you want to get your neighborhood on the list. You go to switchtosmithville.com, have all your neighbors go there, you put your address in, and that's how, you know, some of these other neighborhoods, like the Blue Ridge folks and the Winslow folks, you know, they got together with their own homeowners associations right. and decided that they wanted our service. So they all went to switchtosmithville.com and they met independently mm-hmm. and then contacted us for service.
That's the power of a local
company. I
love
that.
I mean, I don't think we'd get that from anybody else, that somebody would actually care.
Right. Well, and it's the homeowners banding together saying, hey, we want this. So.
Yeah.
They're telling you what they want.
Well, a lot of that is the power of a homeowners association, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. and there are pluses and minuses to every homeowners association.
Sure.
And certainly HOAs have a little bit of power and, you know, there's always power in numbers. So, mm-hmm. you know, the more
Absolutely.
Interest that you can generate as your own HOA and express that to us, then we're definitely open-minded enough and in a currently expansion mode. So we're looking for new places to go with mm-hmm. our service.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with Lance Deaton from Smithville Fiber.